There was one Frenchman. It was was very, very sick, you know. Doctor called me like at 10 o'clock. I was staying whole night standby, you know, to make sure that doctor don't worry. And they were telling me this person is going to die. They were young doctors. They were afraid, you know. And I said, don't worry, you know, if he die, no problem. Don't worry, because it's, you know, hospital people come and they will die. And what we can do? But you do your best. You give him some medicine, oxygen. They know what, how to do, treat him, you know. Doctor were all standby. This person was suffering from both hip and his. He was unconscious, and they gave him oxygen, camo bag, you know. And he got a little bit better, but all day, all night, doctors were worried in case if he dies, what to do, you know. And I was standby, you know, and I just wanted to assure the doctors, you know, don't worry, everything will be all right, you know. Yeah. I am trying to do arrange helicopter evacuation here, you know. And it was difficult to get through, so I went at midnight, I went to French embassy to knock the door, and I found some connection, and I had no telephone number, so what to do, you know. I got up midnight and I just start my motorcycle, run to French embassy to knock the door. I need the phone of some concerned person, you know. And the watchman gave me a telephone number of the consular, and I just call him at midnight. He was crazy. Oh, who is this man calling me at midnight? You know, I'm sorry. My name is Prakash. I'm speaking from HRA. There is a French man who is very, very sick. We have to coordinate helicopter evacuation, you know. Yeah. And actually, next morning we, and I said, this French man, and this man is going to die. Our doctors are very much afraid, you know. And I said that, and try to coordinate helicopter evacuation. Next morning, the helicopter went to Ferice and picked the sick person, and the French consular officers went to airport. I also went to airport to help him, you know. And the helicopter come down and stopped, and there was one man who was putting his jacket in his shoulder, and he came out, you know. And he came to me, he came to this French man, and we were together, and he asked a question, hey gentleman, you know, where is the best restaurant in Tamil? He asked a question, and we were waiting someone serious person is coming from out of the helicopter, you know. And we were waiting with the ambulance, you know. And actually there was the sick person who just came out walking and have his jacket on the shoulder and ask a funny questions, you know. And this French consular was very, very mad to me, and you are a liar, you know. He told me that you are a liar. You said this man is very, very sick, but he is walking, asking a restaurant, how can he be a sick man, you know. I was I was very much sad, you know. I thought those doctors were lied to me, and I became very sad, and I just came back to my office, and then I called to Dr. Bosnet. Yeah. And I told Dr. Bosnet, you know, our doctors lied to me. I haven't slept all night, you know. They said me the very sick person going to die. I got up and went to the French embassy, knocked the door, get the phone number, call the consular officers. I call him at midnight. We arrange a helicopter. And next morning, this person came out. He just was fine. And he was asking, where is the good restaurant? And the French consular was very mad to me, you know. And Dr. Bosnet told me, that's what the altitude sickness is, Prakash, you know.